Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skeezix.
Wallet and Bobble Garage, Skeezix Wallet speaking. What's that? Well, yes, sir, we can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, Skeezix and Wilmer get stung by the stork. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Sunny day, the Wallet and Bobble Garage is receiving quite an honor. Rufus, Vix, and Sarge are busy on auto repair jobs, and Wilmer has driven out to fix a truck that broke down on the South Highway. As for Skeezix, well, right now, Skeezix is receiving a visit from J. Barker Ransom, His Honor the Mayor himself. And the mayor is saying,
"And I tell you, Skeezix, with the help of a few forward-looking young businessmen like yourself, we can drive every petty chisel out of this city."
"Well, I'll be glad to help, Mayor Ransom, only what can I do? This sounds like a job for the police."
"That's exactly where you're wrong, Skeezix."
"I am?"
"Absolutely, and I'll show you why. Now, you're one of the finest types of young businessmen in this city."
"Well, Wilmer and I do our best here with the garage."
Wilmer, yes. "Well, as I was saying, you're a businessman who's proud of his business ability. So a petty chiseler comes along and skins you in a deal."
Oh, no. It's Wilmer who goes in for the big deals."
Wilmer, yes.
Wilmer means well, Mayor Ransom."
"My whole point, Skeezix, is this. When the businessman is fleeced by a petty crook, he doesn't like to report it. It reflects on his business ability. And so the crook goes on and fleeces somebody else."
"Sure, Your Honor, only I still don't see what I can do."
"Skeezix, sooner or later, almost everybody drives in at a garage."
"You do get a lot of people here."
"Yes, and most of those people tell you things. Now, when you hear somebody getting hooked in a sharp deal, I want you to urge that person to come to see me to take action."
"Oh, I'll be glad to do that, Mayor Ransom."
"Good for you. Now, if I can get enough people like you, we'll have the cleanest city in this country."
"Well, I'll do my best, Mr. Mayor."
"Fine, Skeezix, fine. I'll be counting on you."
"Hi, Skeezix." "Wasn't that the mayor?"
"Yeah, Wilmer. He wants us to help him."
"I know. Wants us to help him get his picture in the paper. What a lens lock."
Oh, no. He wants us to... "Wilmer."
"Huh?" "Oh! You see what I've got on the tow truck?"
"A box all covered with canvas, but what is it?"
"Skeezix, old pal. You and I have just made the biggest deal of our entire career."
Now, wait a minute, Wilmer.
"I tell you, we're going to be rich."
"Yep.
And Nine and Jessica are going to be tickled to death when they hear what we've got in that cage."
"Cage? Under the canvas there on the tow truck, you say that's a cage?"
"A cage, Skeezix, old pal. And you'd never guess what's in that cage."
"All right, Wilmer. What have you done now?"
"In that cage, Skeezix, we've got 20 pairs of chinchillas."
"No, Wilmer, no."
"After all, I bought them for the firm, didn't I?"
"Go on, Wilmer. Tell me the whole thing."
"I'll be most happy to tell you, old pal. Well, I went out and fixed this truck on the South Highway. She put on two new front tires."
Yeah, go on."
"Well, the man didn't have the money to pay me, so I agreed to take his chinchillas instead."
"Wilmer, whether you know it or not, chinchilla fur is the most valuable fur in all the world."
"That's why Nine and Jessica be so happy. When we raise enough chinchillas, we give them a chinchilla coat apiece."
"And whether you know it or not, Wilmer, a chinchilla coat sells for about $25,000.
"Ha. Seems I got a better bargain than even I suspected."
"All right. Let's have a look at your chinchillas."
"Oh, sure. I'll pull back the canvas. There you are, old pal. 20 pairs.
"Wilmer, you call those chinchillas?"
"Cute, aren't they? Sort of a cross between a rabbit and a guinea pig.
Well, how could you do this to us?
Well, I just talk fast to the man and do what?
These little animals are hamsters.
Oh, sure, they're that, too. Wait a minute. You mean they're not chinchillas?
They are not chinchillas. They're hamsters. Wilmer, we've been rooked.
Now, wait a minute, Skeezix. I know a bargain when I see a bargain. Nobody can pull a wool over your old Uncle Wilmer. What are hamsters?
Hamsters, Wilmer, are the fastest breeding animals in all the world.
They're smart,
In 1 year, one pair of hamsters can become the parent stock of 1,000 other hamsters.
Gee, and we've got 20 pairs of... Wait a minute. We don't want 20,000 of these.
I'll say we don't, and I'm going to get rid of them right now. I'm going to call Mayor Ransom and tell him we've been swindled.
No, wait, Skeezix. Wait. You can't do that.
Why can't I?
Well, you know Mayor Ransom. He'll figure some way to get his picture in the paper, and ours, too. We'll be the laughing stock of the town.
Do you want 20,000 hamsters?
No, Skeezix, no, but let me handle it. I promise you I'll get rid of them.
All right, Wilmer. But how?
I don't know. But in a city as big as this one, there's bound to be somebody else as dumb as I am.
All right, Wilmer. But you'd better hurry.
Hurry?
Yes, take a look at this cage. The stork just flew over and left us 40 brand new baby hamsters.
Now back to Gasoline Alley. Skeezix is in the office of Mayor Ransom.
Of course, by this time, Skeezix, the man who sold Wilmer the hamsters is in Canada or Mexico.
I should have reported it earlier, but Wilmer knew he'd be laughed at for getting in this mess.
And how many hamsters have you got now?
188 a half hour ago. It's probably more now.
And you say nobody will take them?
We can't even give them away. We've tried the zoo, the pound, the schools, the churches.
Ah, yes, and nobody will take them?
Nobody. I know Wilmer wouldn't like it if he knew I told anyone, but we've got to do something.
You did the right thing, Skeezix. In fact, I know where you can get rid of the hamsters.
Oh, thank heavens. We'll be glad to pay somebody to take them.
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. You see, there's a big nutrition institute opening up. Science is trying to learn about new food values, and they need hamsters.
You mean they're going to eat the hamsters?
Oh, no. The hamsters will be used as test animals for new food.
Oh, gee, it's awful swell of you to do this, Mayor Ransom.
Well, there is one catch to it. I mean...
Yes, Mayor Ransom?
I mean, a man in my position, public office and all, you know, well, publicity doesn't hurt.
Oh, a Wilmer wouldn't like people knowing how we got stuck.
You want to get rid of the hamsters, don't you?
Yeah. If we don't get rid of them soon, they're going to crowd us out of the garage business.
Good. Then just leave everything to me, Skeezix. I'll be out to the garage in half an hour with the gentleman of the press.
Not rabbits, Chipper, hamsters. And Daddy and your Uncle Wilmer are going to get rid of them, aren't you, boys?
Oh, we certainly are, Nina.
I still don't know how we're going to get rid of them, Skeezix.
You'll find out, Wilmer.
Boy, I'm sure grateful to you only...
Careful, Chipper. Don't touch the cage.
Here we are back here, Mayor Ransom.
Oh, Mayor, Skeezix, you didn't. The whole town will laugh at us.
I've got the reporters.
The porters.
And the photographers with me, Skeezix.
Photographers.
Also, the newsreel boys.
All right. Come in, Mayor Ransom.
Thank you. Now, gentlemen, you can set up your cameras.
Oh,
anyway,
thank you, sir. All right,
Mayor. Oh, yes. Chipper, no.
Skeezix, the cage door is open.
Skeezix, the hamster.
Come on, grab him, someone.
Cora, the police, the National Guard.
Someone do something quick.
Holy mackerel, the place is crawling with hamsters.
Garage is an awful nice place without those hamsters, Wilmer.
Yeah, but I've had nightmares about it for 3 nights running.
Half the town out helping us catch hamsters. Of course, it did cost us money, Wilmer. feeding the hamsters and then giving them away.
Now, don't rub it in, Skeezer.
Oh, I'm not. I just hope it'll teach you to stay out of big deals. I am sorry about one thing, though.
What's that?
Those pictures in the paper of Mayor Ransom with hamsters crawling all over him.
Yeah, he's a publicity hound, but he blew his top about that picture.
Oh, Skeezer!
Oh, gosh, the mayor's probably going to sue us.
Oh, it's the greatest thing.
Yes, Mayor Ransom?
Since the pictures and newsreels came out, City Hall is being stocked with letters about you boys.
Letters about us, Mayor Ransom?
The whole country is furious because you boys, two ex-GIs, were swindled in trying to get fur coats for your wives. Then, when you gave your hamsters to the health institute...
Well, we were glad to get rid of them.
And Nina knows we can't afford a fur coat anyway.
And afford a fur coat? So far, people have sent you 9 fur coats, and they're still coming in. You boys are heroes.
You hear that, Skeezix? We're heroes.
Gosh, Mayor Ransom, I'm sorry about that picture of you, the one with the hamsters crawling all over you.
Sorry? Because of you two heroes, that picture was picked up by a national syndicate. And when a man's picture is printed in every paper in the country, he's a figure of prominence. In fact, gentlemen, I have announced my candidacy for Congress.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. But now, a word from your own Autolite dealer. And now a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
Wilmer, are you sure we aren't headed for trouble again?
Absolutely not, Skeezix. Why, with that Hollywood scout in town, you and I'll end up as movie stars.
Thank you.